The Mishnah means to say any case like a Shvua Shov. At any time that the second comes out of his mouth, he's a liar, that's also called a shakran, a liar, and therefore we cannot let him swear a second time. Then the Mishnah adds on, Hu adin hoyechot mehem masachet bekuvni. Let's say the liar was a gambler. And just like he's possibly edus, so we're afraid he's a shakran, he's a liar, we will not let him swear. So when it says, Asu lamali, what do we need these cases of the Sefer for? In the Reisha first it says that we caught him to be a liar midi Reisha, that the person swore false once. If he swore false, that's an issue of Reisha, then we do not trust him. Then the Mishnah says these last cases that again, Louis Paskin in Sanhedrin, that midi Reisha it's muta. We are the smachta is kanya. It's only midi Rabbanan that it's possible. That's the Chiddush. Even though it's only the Rabbanan that it's possible, still, we do not let him swear.
It's not just dependent on whether Asaf to tell him, because
it's also the Shevet. If he's supposed to be right, that's what we're talking about here, right? The only time he's only possible to Rabbanim even, if he has no other business. So may he's not Isaac and Yeshuva Shalom, therefore we do not trust him. Now, for Yushneim Chashud, Mishnah says, what's going to be? Let's say both of them were Chashud. Again, first Reuven asked Shimon, you owe me 100. Shimon the Leiva says, I admit I owe you 50. So Shimon the Leiva has to swear a mighty mixas. In the case where Shimon was a choshed, we caught him lying once, we take the shvur from Shimon, and we let the Malva Reuven swear that, yes, you owe me the 50. But what's going to be if both of them are chashudim? We once caught the Malva also to be a liar. So what do we do now? So Amalei resorts to Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether we say, our girsa was, Rabbi Yossi says, Yachlet. Our gesture was Rabbi Meir says Yechleiki. What's our gesture is Hayushneim Chashudim Chazur Ashvul the Mekayma Diber Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says the Shvul goes back to its first place, and we'll soon see what that means. He has to pay. Rabbi Meir Am Yechleiku. And our Mishnah gesture is Rabbi Meir says Yechleiku. In such a case that both of them are Chashudim, there's no Shvua. Therefore, we say Yechleiku. So Amalei Rav and Rav Nachman Heichi Tanan. How do we learn in our Mishnah clearly? Who was the one that said Yachleiku, and who said no, Chos Rishvulim Koyma? Omalei, so Rav Nachman answered back, Lo Yadana, I'm not sure if we change around the gears of our Mishnah. Then he asked him a second question. Okay, but Hilchos Samai, who do we pass the night? Again, Omalei Lo Yadana, Rav Nachman said, I'm not sure. But in this case, where both of them are Chashudim, do we say Yachleiku, or do we say Chos Rishvulim Koyma, that no, the Leiva has to pay? If we went like this, Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Menuhmi, Amar Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yosef yoimi yachleiku. He changes the gears in the Mishnah, and he says the gears should be that Rabbi Yosef is the one that says yachleiku. In such a case, it's considered a good moment, ha'amuta basafik. We do not know what to do. We can't pass him. If we have to say yachleiku, divide it in half. And the chen tana Rabbi Zvid bar Oshia, Rabbi Yosef yoimi yachleiku. It's Rabbi Yosef the one that's saying yachleiku. Ikadiyami, some say that Tony Rav Zvid learned that Amar Rav Yoshia, Rav Yoshia Yachleiku. They all have this view, so not like our Mishnah, change around our Mishnah, Rav Yoshia is the one that says Yachleiku. And Amar Rav Yoshia Bamanumi, Ovid Rav Nachman Uvzo Yachleiku. Rav Nachman himself also mashma paskin like this, and he paskin Yachleiku. So say this, even though before Rav Nachman said, Lo Yodana, before when the Yesh Rav Nachman said that he does not know, and now the Gemara brings down Mashmi Paskin, he says Yachleiku. But he says you have to say, Vod Rav Nachman Yoda Shas Dechiyama Emisa Kibar Ovid Uvda.
What does
it mean? That before he was Safik, but after he heard over what they said, now he would change his mind, now he knew what to say.
What's the
importance? Right. So then Rav Meir, the Mishnah says at least, and according to his gears, it should be Rav Meir, that Chazura Shvul and Mekoyma. In such a case where both the Leiva and the Malva cannot swear, we return the Shvul back to its place. So what does this mean? There's two ways to learn. Leichen Chazura, where do we return the Shvul? Some Rav Ami said it to Machlokes, that Rabbi Senu Sheva Bovol, the Rabbanan and Bovol will soon see who this is, Omru they say Chazura Shvul is Sinai, that the Shvul goes back to Hasina as if to say, since nobody could swear this Shvul, we leave the case alone, and Desmond does not paskin. Rashi says, "L'sinai l'shvuas ha'sinah shesh b'kol shbokol as Yisrael al esigzol." Who yifra min ha-kofra, Kodesh Baruch Hu will pay back from the kofra over here. Avo Bezdin, Enes Kokokin, Lelishmul Lelipuroyin. Bezdin can't do anything. Since it's a suffix, we do not know who's telling the truth here. So Bezdin has to leave the case alone. That's called Chazgur Shulam Koyim. It goes back to Asinai that Hashem will take care of this case. But Rabbeinu Shabbat Yisrael Amru, no. Chazgur Shvuah Lemechuyiv Lo. The Shvuah goes back to return back to the Loiva. And the Klal is, Mitoch Shein Yochol Yishova Mishalim. As the Pshat is, either one or two ways, the Yeshiva to learn. That even the Pshat, when you chayiv a Shvuah, really there's a chiyiv money involved. Just the Torah was lenient with you and gave you a ptur, you could free yourself if you swear. But only if there's a shvuah. In the case that you could not swear, then that chiyav comes into a chiyav money that you have to pay. So that's called chazwa shvuah l'mechuyiv law, and we say mechash and yochli shava mishalim. The loiva will have to pay. Now, Amar Rav Papa, who are these people? Rabbi Sema Sheba Bovel, that's Rabbi Shvuah. That they say chazwa shvuah l'sinai. And Rabbi Sema Sheba Yisrael, that's Rabbi Abba that says no, he'll have to pay, the loiva will have to pay the money. What's the proof? We have the same as Shiva Bobo to Rabbi Shmuel. It's not like this. It says now Mishnah, V'chein ha-yisoymim lo yifroh ela b'shvuah. When yisoymim orphans come to collect the choyv, they claim somebody owes their father money, and they come to collect the choyv, the loch is they can only collect it if they swear first. They have to swear the shvuah ha-yisoymim that their father did not tell them that the choyv was paid up, they did not know anything about it, and they did not find any shtoris. They did not find a receipt saying this shtar was paid. Now, the Vinabov, you have a question, Miman, who is this Yosem coming to collect money that he has to swear first? Even if you want to tell me, Miloiva, from a regular Loiva, because his father lent money to Shimon, and now he's the Yosem, the father died, the Malva died, so the son has come to collect from the Loiva, so, and he has a shtar. So why does he have to swear? Avu and Shakob Loi Shvuah, V'yinu B'Shvuah. The father, the Malva, if he would have been alive, he has a shtar. He would be able to collect without a Shvuah. So why now does the Yosem of the Malva have to swear? He has a shtar. Why should he have to swear? He should collect without a Shvuah. So Mar says, Elo, Hochi Koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. V'chein ha-yisoymin min ha-yisoymin. If one Yosem comes to collect from the Leiva's sons. The Leiva also died. As both the Malva and the Leiva died. And now the sons of the Malva come to collect from the son of the Leiva. So the Mishnah says, Lo yifro ela b'shvuah. He only has the right to collect if he swears first to shvuas ha yisoymim, that they do not know this choiv was paid. Now on this, for Rav and Shmuel Yamar Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, Lo shonu. When was it said that they have a right to swear and collect, that with the shvuah they collect? Elo shemeis malva b'chayeloiva. It has to be that the malva died first. So if the malva died first, so the malva he himself never had to swear. Because when he was alive, he had a shtar, he would collect without a shvuah. Now the malva died, so the sons take over, they have a right to collect. Later when the loiva dies, so now it's the shvuah ha-yisoymim, that the first Yisrael have to swear the second ones, they do not know who is paid. Alva, but Rav and Shmuel say, what's going to be? If Meis Loiva v'chayim Alva, let's say first the Loiva died, and the Malva was still alive. If so, now, even though the father, the Malva, has a shtar, when he comes to collect from Yisraelim, his Loiva died, he wants to collect money from the Yisraelim, he has to swear. How does he have to swear? His Shmuel is, I swear that I myself never collected any money. That's the shvuah of the father. So in such a case, kfar neschayiv malva libnei loiva shvuah, that the malva was alive when the loiva died. So the malva can only collect if he swears a special shvuah, and his shvuah is that I did not receive any money. And now the malva dies after this. So Rav and Shmuel both say, v'yein odam moirish shvuah lebonov, that the sons now do not take over this chayv, they cannot collect the money, because they cannot swear the same shvuah their father swore. The father was supposed to swear that they did not receive any money. Now the sons cannot say that. They swear differently. Their shvuah is a shvuah that we do not know if our father received. But they cannot say, no, he did not. You only swear you do not know. It's not the same thing as the father. You see, Rav and Shmuel in such a case, where they cannot swear, since they cannot swear, they do not receive the money. So you see, Bezal leaves the case alone. Here's the proof that Rav and Shmuel says, whenever they cannot make the shvu, they're supposed to, we'll leave the case alone, and Bezal does not take care of it. Because otherwise I should have said, so what if they can't swear the same shvu of the father? Let them swear them a new shvu. Leave that shvu alone, and we have a new shvu for them. So that's the right they held no, that whenever a shvu has to be sworn, and it cannot be sworn, we have to leave the case alone. Bezal cannot paskin anymore, therefore the sons, the Malvis sons, cannot collect the money. That's Rabbi Seinu Shebabov. Now, Rabbi Seinu Shebaretz Yisrael, who holds the opposite, that in a case where you can't swear, we tell them, Bezdin Paschal, that you have to pay the money anyway, that's Rabbi Abba. That's the famous case of Rabbi Abba we had before. The Yehu Gavra was a person. The Chotav Nas Chomichavri. He went and grabbed away a piece of silver from his friend Reuven, grabbed away silver from Shimon. Now, Osla came with Rabbi Ami. They brought this case in front of Rav Ami. He was the Dayan. And Yosef Rav Abba Kamei. Rav Abba was sitting there in front of the Dayan. And he was listening on to this case. Now, I see Chad Sado the Nechtav Chotis Minei. Shimon has a Nedechod that Reuven grabbed away this piece of silver from me. So Reuven has a Nedechod. So Amalei, Rav Ami said it so, and Amalei, Reuven answered back and said, yes, I agree to the Edechot. That Chatfi, I admit that I grabbed this piece of silver away from you, Shimon. But why did I do it? Because Udidi Chatfi, it belonged to me. You before stole it from me, and now I'm only taking back what belongs to me. I have a right to keep it. That's the time of Reuven and Shimon. So Rav Ami was a Dayan, Amar Rav Ami, Heichili Dayan al-Hadina. How should we pass in this case? Let's see. I'm not sure what we should do in such a case. Who has to pay? Who has to give back? Nay, Malay Zilshlim, should we pass constraint that Reuven has to return this nascha, this silver piece? If so, our question is why? Let Katrei Sadi. Shimon does not have two Edim that he grabbed it. He only has one Ed. And an Edech is not Mechayiv Yumamin. At most, it's Mechayiv Yushvua. So because of the one Ed, we have no right to take away the nascha from Reuven. If so, so what? He's not money that belongs to you, but he's money that belongs to me. He's saying, I stole my own goods. So if we listen to you, you have the right to keep it. That's not called Hedor. Hedor means when you admit it belongs to, I admit that it's yours. Yeah. He is saying it's still yours. It won't help. Yeah. So Mar says, so what should you do? Nifteray, the other side is, let's free him. Let him go free, Nifteray. So Mar says, no. Ikor chad sada. But he has one Edechot. One Edechot means something at least. So, name Malay Zilishtaboy, so the Svara should be really right away, make the person swear that Shimon has a Nedechot, that Reuven Chapta grabbed it away from him, so let Reuven swear against the Edechot. Samar says, no, he cannot swear that. Kivon diyoma mechtav chatzvi, since Reuven admits that he chapped it, says so, Hevele Gazlin, he's sitting like a Gazlin, Rashi explains, Nogay to this Shvua. In other words, the Shvua of a Nedechot is, you have to swear against the Nedechot. You have to swear the opposite of what he's saying. That's the shvuah of an Nedechot. So the Nedechot here says that you grabbed it from me. The shvuah would have to be that you did not grab it. Now here, for Dois Badin, you're admitting that you did grab it. So you're like a gazlan for the shvuah, means we do not let you swear. You cannot swear now you did not grab it, because you yourself admitted that you did grab it. So the shvuah, the Nedechot is mechayev you, you cannot make. So what do we do in such a case? Right. So you cannot swear the shvua. So in such a case, Rav Ami had a doubt, what should we do here? This Omalei Rababa, Rabab himself answered back and said, listen, the klal is having mechuyu shvua, that this Reuven now, the one that grabbed it, he should have to swear. There's a neidechot saying that he grabbed it, Shimon has a neidechot on his side, really Reuven has to swear. And v'yein yochol yishava, but Reuven cannot swear this type of a shvua. If so, the klal is for chol hamachuyu shvua. Anytime you have a chiyuv shvua upon yourself, and v'yein yochol yishava for any reason, but you cannot swear. Let's even you say you do not know. Let's say the lawyer says I'm not sure. In the case that you cannot swear, is mishaling. That's the loch you have to pay. That's the chakira. Is it the pshat that when an edechot first comes from the chayv yu shvua, it's really considered like a chiyuv of money? Just it's a different type. There's a ptur you could swear, but if you do not swear, the money is still here. Or else no, Avada, when Medechot first comes, he only comes for a Shvuah. He only makes a doubt. Maybe you chayiv money. It's never called you really have to pay the money. Just this Aloch in Shvuah. When the Torah gave you to swear, part of swearing is either or. Either you're going to swear now and free yourself, or else the consequence is you're going to have to pay. But that's Aloch in Shvuah. The Torah wanted to be Mechazik in Shvuah, so the Aloch is whenever you have to swear, one or the other. Either you're going to swear, or else you're going to have to pay. Where's the proof of this? So Omar Rava Kavosed Rababa Mistavra. Rava says, I have a proof to Rava, to Rababa. Why the Tani Rabami? Rabami is based on medicine. They learned like this. The Tani Rabami learned. The Pasuk says, Shavua Sashem Tia Ben Shneim. That the Shavua should be between both of them. Ben Shneim. Rashi says, Ben Shneim in Baladinim Kayomim. So, and we dashin V'loi Ben Hayoshim, but not between the Yoshim. The Yoshim do not have to swear. But the question is, why? What's the case? Hechidam, what are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Dior Malay, Mona Liaba Biyadavicha. One Yosem comes to the other one and says, listen, my father lent your father $100, and therefore you owe me back. You Yashin, your father's Nechosim, you owe me $100. Dior Malay, the other Yosem answers back and says, listen, Chamishin Islay, I admit that my father borrowed $50 from your father. But for Chamishin Leslay, but the other 50, I'm answering back for sure, I know, he did not take it. So the Yosem is a real Moedir Miksas. Since so, why should they be parted from swearing? Malihu, Maliyahua. What's the difference between him or between other father? In the case, the son should have to swear. He's a regular Moedir Miksas, so why should the Pasuk say he's free of pain, of swearing? El around the Pasuk must mean like this. El Alav, Dior Malay, the son answered back. Mona liyaba biyadavicha. The question times like this. The first son comes to the second one and says, listen, my father lent your father $100. Omalai said, the other Yosem, the Levi's son answers back, Chamishim Yodano. 50 I remember that my father borrowed from your father. But, Chamishim Lo Yodano. The second 50 that you're asking for, I'm not sure, I do not know. He says, Lo Yodano. That's his answer. If so, this is the case that the Pasuk says, Shavuos Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, only between the Baladvorim themselves, and not between the Yoshim. The Yoshim in this case is free of swearing.